Welcome back, you guys. Episode 63, Zero Carb Journal. Matt here. Welcome back, you guys. How you doing? Another week, huh? Here we are. Late February. So it's February 23rd, 24th, I think. I don't remember. I think it's the 24th. And Sunday morning, about 7:30. And can you see that? Can you see what's going on out there, you guys? Oh my gosh, what a week. What a couple weeks. What a few weeks I've had here. So, I guess it seems like Zero Carb Journal has sort of become weather journal. Sorry, I keep talking about it. But it's winter out there, and it's kind of odd for where I live. So it's snowing really hard right now, and I'm tired of it. I hate to say it. I love snow. I love this time up here in my cabin. Excuse me for a second. I'm going to make that stop doing that. Oh, I know what I need to do. I went the wrong way. That's my pressure switch for my well pump. My spring is 100 feet down the hill, and I got a solar panels and batteries running my pump, and the pressure switch is right there. If I put the pressure switch down at the bottom of the hill, it doesn't make enough pressure to get it all the way up the hill. So anyways, so here we are, weather journal. And as much as I love the snow and I love my little vacation in my ski cabin, as I like to pretend that I'm having when it's like this up here, this has been hard. I'm not gonna lie. I'm stumping up and down this hill through. There's still, it's all compressed and hard and flattened out, but there's still, you know, good snow cover on the ground, probably a foot of snow on the ground still. So I'm walking up, post-holing through the snow and down to work in the morning, and it just won't stop snowing. It's been snowing every day. It hasn't accumulated much more. It's been melting, to be fair. It's been going away. It's been getting better pretty much every day, but every time it precipitates, we get a couple more inches. And now we're right in the middle of, it looks like another, this might be another event that, I'm not sure. It's supposed to be south of us, so I don't expect to get a whole lot of snow today. We could, though. I could end up with another foot or something here, and that would really be a bummer. But that's okay. So aside from that, well, and actually, on that note, I have been enjoying it. I've snowboarded down my hill quite a bit, and tried to make the best of it. I've been trying to go surfing, actually, which is sort of odd, and the snow makes it tough. I ran down the hill in my wetsuit the other day through the snow. Would have made a funny picture. And I did get in the water, but surf has been kind of funky, and it's been cold. So anyways, enough about that. All of that has led to me having a great week, but this week, from a zero-carb perspective, has been fairly uneventful. A little bit interesting, though. I was really tired. I did do all of my workouts, which always leads me to being really tired, and I've been working a lot. I've had a lot of boat work, and this week I ended up crawling around in a boat for, 20-some hours, so three days or so. And I felt fine while I was there, but boy, I gotta tell you, the day when I got done, I was so stiff and sore. And combined with my workouts, I got to yesterday and I was just wiped out completely. So I can still feel it today. My spirits are good, positive, and staying in the moment and focused on my progress as always. But I can tell when I get worn down and fatigued, I start to kind of lose my focus on my goals, and I sort of start to get not necessarily depressed, but discouraged. just with progress and stuff. So yesterday I was feeling that way a little bit, and I'm getting really good at recognizing it now. You know, I can feel that and be like, whatever is bothering me is bothering me, and I know that I just need to rest, and that I'll wake up usually within a day feeling completely different. And sure enough, I feel great today. I got a big smile on my face. I'm looking forward to warming up and spring. You know, this takes it out of me. I like my workouts and my work, those are all hard. And then I'm up all night feeding the fire. And I can't move my materials up and down, so I don't have my cart for my firewood and stuff. I just have to carry firewood and, you know, carry all my, I usually carry everything up here anyways, but this time of year it's tough because right now it's tough because I'm post-holing through snow, so my backpack full of food or whatever I'm bringing up here, it just wears me down. I just notice it. I'm just exhausted. So yeah, so that's been this week. It's been good, nothing too exciting. A lot of boat work, which is great. A lot of boat work pending. I got, it sounds like, 3 boats to build that I'm contracted for, and I ran into another boat builder at the beach yesterday, and he's like telling me they're hoping to sign the contract for the 10 boats that's coming, and so we'll see how much work I got. But I have a lot on the docket right now, and it's good. I need it, helping me get to my goals, but wearing me down and feeling tired. So yeah, so there's that. So from a food standpoint, zero carb, I just pretty much stuck to my normal beef. I did switch up stores a little bit. As I told you guys last week, I got a little sick from eating too much of the real fatty beef, so I went and I just changed to Safeway this week and bought some 80-20 as opposed to the 73-27 that I normally have been buying ground beef. And I had a good week. I that they seem a little dry. I don't like it as much as I like the fatty ones. So I've switched back now. The fridge is full of the fatty meat again. But anyway, I ate that. And what else did I? It seemed like I did something different this week. No, not that I can think of right at the moment. There was something I wanted to tell you about, but I forget. So ate my same food. I ate bacon. I've been eating bacon, not every day, but I've had a pack in there and I've been working my way through it since that week ago when I talked about it. I did not eat any more cheese, but bacon seems to be no problem. So I've been incorporating that a little bit and it's been good. That helped me add that fat back into those hamburgers that didn't seem fatty enough. And yeah, I'm finding, you know, I enjoy the burgers as dry as I always have, overcooked, my meat cookies. But I don't necessarily like filling up on them, you know, a huge pile of them if they're totally dry, somewhere in between. So I've been kind of adding, I enjoy the burgers like that and then adding some bacon. Seems to be a good mix. I eat a little less of the burgers and anyways, it's been working for me. I've been feeling really good. I did one meal a day the days I worked, and as always, that's a little difficult for me. I end up kind of running down and then being real hungry when I finally get to play catch up, and it seems like I eat all day the day after a few days of one meal a day. So that's just my standard. I think part of that is because I'm afraid to eat too much in one sitting because of my issues with digestion. So yeah, so I don't have a lot to share, you guys. I've been holed up here. I've been, you know, spending my days taking care of the animals, shoveling snow, getting stuff up and down, getting to town and back, getting to work. I've had, like I said, tons of work. A lot of work here. I've done quite a few boat designs, and so when I'm not at the boats, it seems like I got stuff on my desk to do. So I've been busy, which is great. I'm really looking forward to spring and things warming up and having a little funds in the coffers there to maybe go do some playing. So I'm just kind of buckled down and focused on that right now. I'm trying not to spend money and I'm trying not to get myself too wound up on any new projects or anything, any one direction. So once this snow breaks, it's going to be time to fix the gear around the farm here, get the chainsaws running and put in some work for next year, get my firewood up, do some pasture work and excavator work and clean up some down trees and things like that. And I'm going to try and do a big pull as soon as it'd normally be happening right now. Normally it's 50 degrees and firewood season right now, but it's not happening out there. But as soon as this snow breaks, I'll probably be into that and I'll probably spend March doing that. I got some projects. The snow did break the corner of my roof here. So my roof is folded down from all the snow these last few weeks. So I'm going to have to climb up on the roof and do some construction. And if I get enough wood, finish out the inside. But those are kind of my goals around here. And then I'm going to probably, hopefully, do some surfing and vacationing. So we'll see how that goes. I'm sure I have a lot of boat work, too, through the summer. So probably not too much vacationing. But, you know, by the time I get to next fall, I'd like to be have this place buttoned up tight, full of firewood and ready for, you know, whatever. And then like to be, hopefully have some money and some free time and my health, most importantly, and the ability to go out and see how I do out there in the world. 'Cause that sure was great this last November. So that's that. And, you know, I think I'm going to keep it real short and sweet today, you guys. I don't have a lot to share. I haven't been online almost at all. I've had so much work to do that when I get done doing my design work, I'm done looking at the computer. So I haven't really paid much attention to what's happening out there in the world of zero carb. There was something I wanted to share that I read, but I don't remember what it was. I think it was probably just some of the same old, same olds. Just eat meat and drink water and don't overthink it. I think one of my biggest takeaways, I remember one of the thoughts I had this week was I was checking in on the forums and looking at some videos and things like that. And, you know, my biggest, lessons, I suppose, that I've learned from this journey of zero carb is that, you know, I believe that we are, as humans, we are so prideful. The idea that we can crack, you know, our human code and understand everything about nutrition I feel like it's like when I was a kid, like when I would break, you know, the blender would break or whatever, and I would take it all the way apart and I would look at all the little pieces and I'd be like, I understand exactly how this blender works because I can see every little piece individually. And that's, I get that feeling so much from reading people talk. And it's almost always newbies, with the exception of a couple. I won't say any names, I almost said a name. With the exception of a couple long-termers who you know, like to insist that those of us who don't eat liver are dying and about to, you know, we're about to need it because they read about, you know, a certain number of liver units that we need each day, and they've done the math and they know that according to what we're eating, we must not be getting that many units, so we're probably not doing well. And you guys know what I'm talking about. That's really the gist of this whole little rant, is it just drives me crazy that people who eat zero carb, people who can look at, you know, the existing nutrition information out there and go, well, you know, that isn't right, obviously, because this zero carb is working for me, but still feel that they can, still feel that there's some, you know, some way to examine the parts and pieces close enough that you can break it down into a numbers game and crack the code, you know, and say, well, I'm only eating hamburgers, so I'm not getting enough yellow, so I need to add 5 more yellows or whatever. You know, I'm just using yellow as a euphemism for any number of vitamins or minerals or whatever. But it just drives me nuts. You know, it's like people forget about the basic, you know, the beginning of science, which is observation. And they just simply forget to observe the, you know, what's happening around them. So like in my case, I continue to eat the ground beef, nothing else. And I continue to observe how I perform. And I'm not against trying different stuff if I feel like there's something missing, but I'm going to base it all on observations that I can make. I'm not going to base it on reading about some numbers that someone's calculated and reading about some other numbers that someone's calculated that exist in some food. Someone calculates some numbers they believe we need. Someone calculates some numbers that exist in food and then try and put those together and make the math add up. You know, I really don't believe in that. And I really I'm just incredulous that people believe that they can, you know, hack our systems after being shown over and over again that we really don't have a clue about that stuff. I mean, there are some truths that we do know, and I'm not saying it's all, you know, that we just, whatever. You guys know what I'm saying. I'm not going to try and explain it anymore. You know what I'm saying. Trust what you can observe. Trust the process. Don't overthink it. Keep it simple. Maybe you do need liver. You know, maybe you will feel better with liver. I'm not saying that isn't true. But I am saying the way to find out isn't just to except that you have to eat some and you're not eating enough because you're not eating five of them a week or whatever. But rather evaluate how you feel when you eat the liver and evaluate how you feel when you don't eat the liver. And, you know, you can learn what works for you, and it might not be what you think, which in my case it wasn't, and it might not be, probably isn't what a lot of other people think. You know, you'll have to find out for yourself. So, geez, sorry, that was a silly little rant. I read so much, like so much of the common question is, oh my gosh, what about the deficiencies? What do I need to eat to stay out of the weeds? You know, what recommend me what I need to eat every week? How much of this do I need to eat? And, you know, I still believe that really throws people off and really leads to failure more than anything. The idea of, I know that we're trying to help, you know, when people say you should eat this and you should eat that. But I think the idea of needing to eat certain things really leads to failure. I know for my first month, I felt that real strong need to eat a lot of fat, and it made me sick, and it made me think that maybe this wasn't the way to go for me. And I also did eat some liver, and it made me sick, and it made me feel like maybe this diet wasn't going to work for me. And it wasn't until I broke those rules that I found that this diet was incredibly suited for me, and made me feel better than anything else. But if I had listened to those people who said, no, you have to eat organs, or you have to eat 80% fat, I wouldn't be here. So, if I was trusting the paleo medicina folks, I wouldn't have stuck to the diet. So my point is nobody knows, you know, nobody knows what is necessary or mandatory or any of that. We do know that people who just eat meat long-term are super healthy. We haven't seen any downsides. The observations we can make over people long-term is continued thriving health. We don't see chronic issues. We don't see a repeating pattern of a certain type of issue or anything like that. So, you know, I'm just going to base my hypotheses on observation. And rather than, you know, I don't believe any of those people talking about needing liver or needing, I don't think any of that comes from observation. Now, people do say, I feel better with liver, and I absolutely respect that. And I hope that if you feel better with liver, you stick to your guns. But I hope you don't point out that I need it or someone else needs it, because as I've found, I don't feel better when I eat. I still have lamb liver in my freezer, and I still try a little bit every now and then, and it still doesn't make a difference, and I still don't like the way it tastes. So, at any rate, I just really wanted to stress that, because, you know, we're getting, as always, lots of new folks. Number one question, right, is how to hack this diet. And I'll tell you how to hack it. You guys just eat the meat you like, eat what you can afford, eat a lot of it, pay attention to how you feel. Experiment. Once you're through 30 days or something and you've eaten a real strict diet of meat and water, and you've you know, kind of gotten used to the way it feels, try the things you think you need. Try liver, or if you're eating liver, try without liver. Eggs, try eggs. If you've been eating eggs, try without eggs. Just keep experimenting, keep observing, pay attention, and you'll find what works for you. So, I mean, in my case, eggs are a great example. You know, I feel eggs are a nutritional powerhouse. They're a very important part of a diet. I felt like I probably wouldn't be healthy or thriving on this diet without them. Come to find out, they were dragging me seriously backwards in terms of my digestive health. I felt much, much better when I finally got away from them, although it took a while to identify it. And oddly enough, I don't miss the nutrition that I thought was mandatory from them. You know, I thought they were making up a very important cornerstone of my nutritional foundation, because they do have things that conceptually I'm not getting from the meat, but come to find out, I don't feel that I'm missing those things. And adding the eggs back in, I don't feel, you know, geez, I feel so much better because I'm getting my vitamin, whatever. But even if I feel a little worse because of the bloating. So, you know, the reality is they only made me feel worse. So, just an example there. That's enough. Now I've really talked a lot more than I intended to. So, I am going to go now. Can you see that outside? It is just ridiculous out there right now. So, I've probably gotten In the last 15 minutes, 20 minutes I've been talking to you, it's covered my deck. Huge flakes. So I guess I'm going to just go enjoy the snowstorm. Probably go down there and feed the cows. I was going to try and go surfing, but I don't know if that's going to happen. But I'm going to rest, get ready for the week. I got a lot of boat work. I'm going to wrap up a big project, big boat this week, and hopefully get her turned on and checked off on and maybe start a new one by the end of the week. So it's going to be a great week. As always, you guys, thank you so much for listening and watching. I don't feel like I have a ton to share right now, but I sure appreciate you guys checking in with me every week, and I will continue to do them as long as they continue to provide value for you. And as I go, I'm sure I'll have some more observations as I move along here. I do have some goals, some ideas I'd like to some videos I'd like to produce in the coming months once I get out of the my boat work craziness. So I've got some other stuff to share with you. But in the meantime, I'll just keep journaling and just tell you how my week goes. And if there's anything I can share with you, please let me know. I can't tell you how much all your comments and support mean to me. It's just been so wonderful, you guys. So thank you so much as always. And I hope you guys have a great week. Hope you're making good progress. Staying positive, staying in the moment, staying right here, right now. And yeah. So thanks as always, you guys, for listening and watching. I'll see you next week. And have a great week. All right. See ya. Thanks.